About 47,000 people have signed up for insurance under the Affordable Care Act. But another 26,000 or so have begun an online application and not finished it. And Kevin Counihan, who runs the state's healthcare exchange, says he doesn't want those people to think they're insured when they're not.
So we're in the process of sending out letters and also making phone calls to roughly 26,000 applicants just to let them know that they've not completed the application and that they don't have coverage for January 1st. If they want coverage for January 1st, they have through the 23rd to do so. If they apply after the 23rd, they can apply for February 1st coverage.
Counihan admits that implementation of the Affordable Care Act will be glitchy, and he hopes these letters, which go out today, may help reduce confusion. But once people get the letters and decide to call and enroll, they'll have to wait, on average, 20 minutes before someone picks up. It then could take another 45 minutes to complete the enrollment process.
You know, that's not an acceptable time frame to us. And, you know, there's good excuses and bad excuses for things. You know, we could give you a million reasons. You know, the call volume tripled, the complexity of the phone calls. But you know what? It doesn't matter to the people on the end of the phone. And we take responsibility for it. You know, we blew it, and we're in the process of fixing it.
Maximus is the outside vendor running the state's call center. Counihan says the company nearly doubled the number of people taking calls earlier this week to deal with the issue. But asked who will pay for that new staff, the state or the company, Counihan wouldn't say. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.